From the Environment Report at Michigan Radio, I'm Bryce Huffman. People all over Michigan have questions about industrial chemicals being found in their drinking water, and some of them don't trust all the information they're getting from the government. All this week, the Environment Report has been looking at the issues of PFAS in our state. In this final installment, residents tell us they are looking for answers on their own. Cranes are carrying chrome bumpers across the factory line at one of Lax Enterprises' plating facilities near Grand Rapids. Travis Brown worked at a different Lax Enterprise plating plant back in 1999. He used PFAS chemicals to control plating baths.
Well, PFAS, what it does is it puts down a layer of bubbles, kind of like a bubble bath, and it basically traps hexavalent chromium from escaping into the air.
Brown says at the time, he thought PFAS protected workers from more dangerous chemicals.
I always thought of it as the lesser of two evils.
But his thoughts on PFAS changed nearly 15 years after he left Lax Enterprises.
The first time I ever heard about it being used as something we should be worried about would have been Garrett Ellison's article in 2016.
Ellison wrote about groundwater contaminated with PFAS in northern Kent County. Since then, state and county officials have met with residents to talk about the pollution. PFAS compounds have been discovered at high levels in private wells, municipal water systems, and larger bodies of water all over Michigan. Brown started the citizens group Michigan Demands Action Against Contamination in November 2017. He created a Facebook page and began sharing all the information he could find. This page was the first Bob Jones had ever heard about the ongoing PFAS contamination. Jones, like Brown, lives in Comstock Park.
That's not a really good way to find out that your water's poisoned.
Jones gets his tap water from Plainfield Township, and he says no government entities warned him about the water. Back in 2013, the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality found that PFAS in the township water supply was above 70 parts per trillion. The state adopted 70 parts per trillion as its standard for PFAS earlier this year.
In my mind, 0 parts per trillion should be the standard.
Recent test results show that PFAS levels in Plainfield Township water have dropped to less than 10 parts per trillion. But Jones says he's still skeptical.
And I have no confidence that they're interested in solving this problem.
Other residents say they're happy with how the state has handled the contamination so far. Robert Pakila lives in Parchment, right next to Kalamazoo. He spoke to Michigan Radio after a town hall meeting about PFAS contamination in Parchment City water back in July.
The people up there on the panel are pretty well informed, and they're letting us know what's going to happen and what isn't, and it's been good.
While Pakila thinks officials are doing a good job, others can't help but be reminded of how the state handled the Flint water crisis. Dr. Eden Wells is the chief medical executive of the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. Wells was a figure in the Flint water crisis, but she believes the state has learned from its mistakes.
If there is a silver lining, you know, for the Flint water crisis, is that one of them, that we have a much more vigorous, forward-leaning stance towards the approach to potential environmental impacts to health of any chemicals.
The state is in the process of testing over 1,300 public water supplies for PFAS. But Travis Brown, the factory worker we heard from earlier, wonders what other dangers might be lurking in our drinking water.
What should you be worried about are the chemicals that are not being tested for.
Brown thinks the best way for residents to stay safe is to take matters into their own hands by filtering their tap water, for example. He says people have put too much trust in governments to keep them safe. For the Environment Report, I'm Bryce Huffman, Michigan Radio News.